This recording, Massachusetts 14, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job in a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel very sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old, odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with the cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered, an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Because I was raised south of Boston, and my father did go to Harvard, and he was 15 years old. He wanted me to go the same route, and I said, "No, I'm not." I went to Monmouth College in New Jersey. I pronounced an R there. Okay, Jersey, as they say. But I had an accent when I went to school there, and I was in speech class, and we all had to come up to the podium and say where we were from and introduce ourselves. And I said, I'm from Boston, I have a car and all this stuff. And everybody starts laughing, all the kids. So the professor, she goes, "Where are you from?" And she made me talk again. So I said, "You know, I think I'm going to change my accent." So a friend of mine, Tommy Vogelsong, he was from Trenton, and everything, he was R. Everything he said, "You know, hey, where's your car, lad?" That kind of thing. And some course of time, I started losing my accent from the Boston area. And I was down in Jersey for maybe 3 or 4 years. And I came back to the Boston area, and I think I regained my accent over time. And sometimes I'll catch myself saying the R's like that, the car, or sometimes the car. And it depends if I hang out with my old friends back in town, like a lobster. I'm going to get some lobsters today. I lived in Maine for a little while, too. Every up there, I was like, "You can't get there from here. Which way to Millinocket?" That kind of thing. This guy, George Foss, I lived in a little town, Hinckley, Maine. There were 7 people there. See, I said there. So I'm still, it should be there. So I've lost parts of the original accent, but that's a good thing. You're on the plane for 70 years. You tend to pick up other things. Went to Ireland, and I thought I'd talk funny until I got over there, and actually shared at a conference there, and they all started saying, "What do you say?" and that kind of thing. And I couldn't, some of the people, I didn't know what they were talking. It didn't sound Irish to me, the Gaelic. So, but I felt like I belonged to it. It was pretty cool.